السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد عباد الله، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، إن الإمامة في الصلاة مسؤولية عظيمة. قد ثبت في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الإمام ضامن والمؤذن مؤتمن، اللهم ارشد الأئمة واغفر للمؤذنين. رواه أبو داود وغيره وصححه الألباني رحم الله الجميع. فالإمام ضامن صلاة المأمومين خلفه، فإن كان مقصرا في معرفة أحكام الصلاة فإنه يتحمل أوزار جميع من وراءه. وبالتتبع لوحظ عدد من الأخطاء يرتكبها الأئمة في صلواتهم، ومن ذلك التأخر عن الوقت المحدد لإقامة الصلاة بغير عذر. ثانيا، ملازمة الإمام لألفاظ لم ترد في السنة، مثل قول بعضهم: أقبلوا على الله بقلوبكم، أو قول بعضهم: اخشعوا في صلواتكم. جوالاتكم، أو قول بعضهم أغلقوا جوالاتكم، أو تمطيط البعض في أذكار الصلاة مثل قولهم الله أكبر، أو قول بعضهم الله أكبر، أو قول بعضهم الله أكبر، كل ذلك خطأ من الإمام يقع فيه قد يعرض صلاته للبطلان، وبالتالي صلاة من خلفه، وهو يتحمل أوزار أولئكم جميعا. ومنها قول بعضهم عند الرفع من الركوع سمع الله لمن حمده بكسر السين، أو سمع الله لمن حمده بإحالة الفتحة بآخر الفعل الماضي بألف الاثنين، أو سمع الله لمن حمده بنصب لفظ الجلالة، أو سمع الله لمن حمد بإحالة هذا الضمير لألف الاثنين، أو سمع الله لمن حمد بكسر الحاء، وكل ذلك مسموع من الأئمة هذه الأيام. ومن مد لفظ السلام فوق ما يجب كقول بعضهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، ومنها عدم الالتفات حال السلام، ومنها هز الرأس بين التسليمتين إلى أسفل إلى جهة الصدر. والبعض يكبر للركوع حال القيام، وللرفع منه حال الركوع، وللسجود حال الجلوس، ما يجعل بعض المأمومين يسبقونه. والبعض قد يكبر بعد الانتقال تماما لئلا يسبقه المأمومون، والصواب في ذلك كله أن يكبر حال الانتقال. والبعض من الأئمة لا يقيم صلبه حال القيام طلبا للقرب من الناقض الميكروفون، فينحني للأمام من أجل أن يسمع الصوت كثيرا. والبعض يسرع في صلاته سرعة لا توجد معها الطمأنينة، ما يجعل المأمومين وراءه غير قادرين على متابعته. ومن أخطاء الأئمة في الصلاة أخطاؤهم في القراءة، مثل التكلف في أسلوب القراءة ومحاكاة القراء، ومنها القراءة على المقامات الموسيقية، ومنها ملازمة سور أو آيات معينة تقرأ في أوقات محددة مع كونه لم يثبت في ذلك شيء، كملازمة بعضهم قراءة أواخر الحشر مغرب الخميس وأواخر الجمعة عشاء الخميس، وقراءة سورة فيها سجدة غير سورة السجدة صبح الجمعة، وتقسيم بعضهم لسورة السجدة في الركعتين. والبعض قد يقتصر على قراءة آيات من السجدة في الركعة الأولى من فجر الجمعة، وآيات من سورة الإنسان من باب التخفيف على المصلين. والبعض قد يترك وترك بعضهم التأمين عند انتهائه من الفاتحة اعتقادا منهم أن هذا إنما هو من اختصاص المأمومين للأئمة. ومنها أن البعض يلحن في الفاتحة، مما قد يبطل صلاة الإمام وصلاة من خلفه، فيتحمل هو وحده وزر أولئك جميعا. واللحن في القراءة إما أن يكون خفيا فلا يعرض الصلاة للبطلان وإن كان يفقدها جمالها، أو لحنا جليا يفقد الصلاة يبطل الصلاة بالكلية. ومن ذلك ما يقع في قولهم الحمد، فهناك من لا ينطق حرف الألف فيقرأها حمد أو لحمد، ويختلس الحركة اختلاسا. ومنها بأن بعضهم يشبع الضمة فيقول الحمد لله، والبعض قد يمد الميم مدا شاذا كقول بعضهم الحمد لله، والبعض ينطق الألف همزا مكسورة الحمد لله، وكذلك في لفظ الجلالة لله. فهناك من يقف على اللام الثانية وقفة غريبة فيقول الحمد لله، وهذا لا شك أنه محيل من معنى. والبعض قد يمد الألف المد الطبيعي بعد اللام الثانية مدا غير جائزا، فيقول الحمد لله، يشبع الكسرة بعد الهاء حتى تصبح ياء، ومثل الكاف في قولهم مالكي، كقول بعضهم مالكي، وكذلك الصاد في صراط. ومنهم من يمد الألف الثانية من العالمين مدا يخرجها من الطبيعي إلى ما هو أكثر من ثلاث حركات، وهو خطأ شائع ومنتشر بسبب التقليد من الأئمة لبعضهم البعض. ومثل حروف العلة في الرحمن وفي الألف في الرحمن، والياء في الرحيم، والواو في يوم، والياء في إياك، والصاد في الصراط أو الألف في الصراط، وكذلك الياء في عليهم، والياء في غير، والواو في المغضوب، وكذلك خطأ بعضهم في إياك وذلك بدون تحقيق الهمز فيقرأها إياك كأنها ياء وليست همزة. وهكذا مد الياء مدا زائدا كقول بعضهم إياك، وقول بعضهم إياك بإشباع الألف بإشباع الفتحة في الكاف إلى ألف، وبعضهم يقرأها بدون تشديد فتكون إياك، وكل ذلك خطأ. وبعضهم يلحن في نعبد بفتح الباء عند كثيرين فيقول نعبد، وبعضهم يختلس نطق الضم يختلس اختلاسا فينطق الضمة على الدال فتسمع القراءة على نحو إياك نعبد وإياك، فيجعلها واوا عوضا عن ضمة. وكذلك مد الفتحة على التاء من نستعين حتى يخيل للسامع أن بعد التاء ألفا فيقول نستعين، وكذلك التاء في المستقيم وأنعمت. وكذلك الخطأ في اهدنا، فبعضهم يختلس حركة الهمز اختلاسا عند القراءة بالابتداء فيقول اهدنا باللفظ بالهاء دون الهمزة، وبعضهم يقلقل الهاء فيجعلها هاء مقلقلة وهي ليست من حروف القلقلة فيقول اهدنا، والبعض يخطئ في الصراط فيجعلها سينا الصراط يرققها ترقيقا، وهذا والبعض منهم يزيد في المد الطبيعي في الألف مدا زائدا فيقول الصراط، وبعضهم يخطئ في قوله تعالى الذين أنعمت فينقل حركة الهمزة وكأنها على النون الأولى وكأن على النون الأولى سكون أو إلغاء همزة أنعمت. وكذلك كثير منهم يظنون النون الساكنة بينما حقها الإظهار في قوله تعالى أنعمت فتجده يقول أنعمت. وكذلك خطأهم بضم التاء في أنعمت العين في العين من قوله تعالى أنعمت فتجده يقول، أو في التاء بعد العين في أنعمت فتجده يقول أنعمت عوضا عن أنعمت أو كسرها أنعمت، وكل ذلك خطأ. ومنها قول في قوله عز وجل عليهم غيري، والقراءة الصحيحة المتبعة هي عدم الوقف على قوله عليهم، وإنما الوصل إلى قرأ برواية حفص، لأن الوقف لغير حفص وعلماء القراءات والتجويد لا يجيزون التنقل بين الروايات في قراءة واحدة إلا من باب التعليم. ومنها الأخطاء الحاصلة في قوله تعالى المغضوب، فتجد البعض يحيل الغين قافا فيقول غير المغضوب، والبعض يحيل الضاد ضاء فيقول غير المغضوب بإخراج لسانه إلى بين أسنانه، والبعض ينطق الضاد من الضالين ضاء فيقول ولا الضالين، والصواب ولا الضالين. وكذلك مد العارض للسكون مدا مشبعا بسبب الانتهاء من قراءة الفاتحة، والصحيح الالتزام بالقراءة فلحفص القصر والتوسط والإشباع، فبأي الطرق الثلاث قرئ المد العارض، فبالثلاثة قرئ المد العارض للسكون في قوله تعالى العالمين، وجب التقيد بهذه الطريقة في الرحيم وفي الدين وفي نستعين وفي المستقيم وفي الضالين، فلا يخلط بين القراءات، وذلك قد يشغل المصلين وراءه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد عباد الله، فإن من الأئمة من إذا سلم من صلاته لم يستدر ليواجه الناس بل يرفع يديه ويدعو وهم من ورائه يؤمنون، وهذه بدعة محدثة. ومنهم من إذا سلم من صلاته قام مباشرة عن مكانه وانصرف، ومنهم من إذا سلم من صلاته قام فصلى الراتبة في مكانه، ومنهم من إذا سلم من صلاته ابتدر الناس يكلمهم قبل الإتيان بأذكار ما بعد السلام، ومنهم من إذا سلم من صلاته أتى بأذكار ما بعد السلام رافعا صوته بها جدا، ومنهم من لا يكاد يسمع نفسه بها. نسأل الله الهداية والسداد لنا ولكم وللمسلمين أجمعين، وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، وبالأخص خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر
شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يخرج من النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد افلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من علم آمنة ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأقواس مرفوعة ونماذج مصفوفة وزرابي ممدودة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه. أما بعد، حياكم الله يا brothers and sisters in the masjid and on the internet. With this, with the translation of this khutbah, which was titled by the mistakes of the Imam of the prayer. I said, Prophet of Allah, verily, leading the Muslims in the prayer is a great responsibility. As in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imam Ubam. Al-Imam Ba'limun. Wal-Mu'adzim Mu'taman. Allahumma arshid al-A'imma tawabbir al-Mu'adzim. This hadith was reported by Dawud. And other relevant to carry by Al-Bari rahimahullah al-Jabir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the Imam, Islam of name, is responsible of the prayers of all those people who pray behind us. So if he, the Imam, makes a mistake, or he does not have the knowledge of praying, or leading the prayers, then any mistake that he makes and people behind him follow him on it, he will carry the sin of it and of them all. So it is a great responsibility. One needs to think twice before asking for being an imam. And not only that, but one needs to learn about the prayer and the rulings of the prayer. Because it is a responsibility if you pray alone or if you pray or you lead a prayer. Whether you pray alone or you lead a prayer. But when you need the prayer and the congregation, this would be a greater responsibility then. So one needs to think of that, but that is a great reward also in leading the prayers. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the imams to be guided and the muazzineen to be forgiven. And by chasing the imams of today especially, we found number of mistakes that they do in their prayers. As one of these, that they come to the prayer and they delay the iqama, they delay the iqama of the prayer for no valid reason. And sometimes you see him speaking over the phone and the people are waiting. And they have already determined the time. They said 20 minutes between that and the iqama. It's already 20 minutes past, but he is still busy talking over the phone or talking to someone or whatsoever, eating or. And that is of course a mistake. If something happens accidentally once, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. But to be something regular, this is a mistake that is not accepted. And from the mistakes that some of the imams do is what, and the verbal mistakes, what they say sometimes, which is not found in the sunnah, which is not found in the sunnah. Such as some of them say, come to the prayer when they are about to start the prayer. They call the people, after they tell them straight up their words, then they say, come and pray with khushu'ah, with tranquility, which is not found in the sunnah. And if one said it once, no problem, and also to teach or something like that, but to take it as a habit, every time the minister prayer says this means a proof from the sunnah. And some of them may say, switch off your mobile phones. Every prayer, they need the prayer. And it becomes like one of the rituals of the prayer, which is wrong. Which is wrong. You can teach them that after the prayer in a word that you get after the prayer, you say that, one, you need to switch off your phones when you come to the prayer. That's not to make it part of the prayer, to alert them from that. From the mistakes that some of them do is in the rituals or the sayings of the prayer itself. That's the takbir. Some of them say, they extend the word Allah. They say, Allah is God. And that is wrong, of course. It is Allah, it's not Allah. Yeah, I might a little bit extend, which is acceptable, like Allahu Akbar. But not that long. Not that long. Or some of them, they do not extend the word Allah, but they extend the word Akbar. They say, Allahu Akbar, which is wrong. Which is wrong also. Or some of them extend the dhamma of Allah. It's Allahu. There is a dhamma. They extend it to change it into waw. They say, Allahu Akbar. Which is also wrong. So the correct way to say it is Allahu Akbar. That's it. Allahu Akbar. And some of them in the ritual of rising up from the pool, they make mistakes there. Some of them say, سمي الله لمن حمده. The word كثرة means the seeing. Instead of سمي سمع, it says سمي, which is wrong. And some change the فتحة of سمي at the end of it, the عين سمي. They change it to ألف, and ألف means two. So they say سمي الله لمن حمده. So it means that Allah is two, not one, which is of course wrong. And some of them say, سمع الله لمن حمده. Instead of Allah, it says سمع الله لمن حمده. And some may say, سمع الله لمن حمده, not لمن حمده. There is a ha at the end. They change R to R, and instead of لمن حمده, they say لمن حمده. And that's also wrong, because this R means two. So it means that Allah hears the praise of this two who praise them, but He does not hear the praise of one or more than two, which is of course wrong. But it is سمع الله لمن حمده. And some of them may extend the word السلام when they make this name. In order to give some time for people to prepare.
الله رحمة الله السلام.
This is all wrong. It's only السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. In Arabic we have rules and how to pronounce the letters and words. It's not up to the one to do whatever he likes. No. You have to go and study these rules. And these rules are not invented. These are inherited from the first Arabs who were in letters. But naturally they used to speak like that. And when you, for example, if you listen to a reciter like Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari, for example, you found it is very beautiful recitation. Although he is not doing like Mishari al-Fasi or whoever, who people prefer because they, you know, soften their voices and they extend it. You see, the Imam of the reciters today, Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari or Ali Hudayfi, you hear them reciting normally but very beautiful. You don't want them to stop what they recite. Why? Because they are reciting on the rules of recitation. On the rules of recitation. These rules are not invented, but these were inherited from the first Arabs, who did not used to go into any school. They just had it like that naturally. Allah Ta'ala gave them that naturally when they were born. So we have to learn it. We have to learn. We have to study. So some of them do that. And some others, what they do when they make salam, they shake their head at the middle between the two to sleep. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم. I don't know what does it mean. نعم. Yes. I don't know. They shake it up down, you know. Where did they get that from? Are they want to exercise? Do they want to exercise their neck because long time it was like this? I don't know. It's only السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. That's it. Some of them and some of them even do not turn their faces when they say salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. No. The Prophet ﷺ used to tell the people behind him, see his teeth like this. But some others, even they go very extreme. They go like this to see who behind them. Assalamu alaikum. It's not like talking to one behind them, which is all wrong. Which is all wrong. Now, some call the takbir when they go for rukur in the standing position. when they are still standing. They say Allahu Akbar and then they go for the Quran. Why? Because they want their voice come on the speakers. That's wrong. The way to say takbir when you are going for ruku is by bending. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. While you are bending your back, not in standing position, leave the mic, Allahu Akbar, and then you go. Now that's wrong, because the people behind you, especially in the far halls, they might go for ruku before you, which is wrong. But it's not their mistake, it's your mistake as imam. And some of them may say, Sami Allahu liman hamidah, while they are still in the ruku' position. Sami Allahu liman hamidah, and then they raise up, which is also wrong. Some others, they raise up completely until they stand up like this, and they say, Sami Allahu liman hamidah, which are wrong. Again, while raising up, you say, Sami Allahu liman hamidah. And in sujood, as they are in the sitting between the two sajda, and they want to go to the other sujood, while they are sitting, they say, Allahu Akbar, and then they go for sujood. Or, they go for sujood completely when their forehead is on the floor, on the ground, then they say, Allahu Akbar, which is also wrong. But while you are going for sujood, Allahu Akbar, like that. Some of them might not bend his back because he wants to convey his voice through the ear. So he stands like this. And some of them pray very fast, so no tranquility, no khushu', and the people behind them, once you go for ruku'ah, Allahu Akbar. They are bending their backs to go for ruku'ah, to Sami Allahu liman hamidah. So they are panicking. That is wrong. You should go for ruku'ah, Allahu Akbar, say three times, calmly, Subhana Rabbi Rabbi. Subhana Rabbi Rabbi. Subhana Rabbi Rabbi. By this time, everybody behind you already joined you in ruku'ah. And same thing in sujood. But some of them, once they go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's wrong. People behind you cannot catch you. They cannot. And from the mistakes that some imams do is while they are reciting. Some of them try to beautify their voices to very extreme limits. Very extreme limits. And they go out of the climate of prayer, like if they are singing. And that's wrong. Prayer is prayer. Prayer is to feel it. Feel what you recite, what you say. You are here now, between the hands of the Lord, in front of the Lord, to forgive you. You don't come to singing. So, and some of them try to copy some other reciters. So they are too busy, they are not concentrating in their salah, because they are too busy to make the exact recitation of Siddes, Shurayim, Juani. They want even the some of them might cough, so he copied them even in coughing. That's wrong. Blind following. And blind copying, that's not correct. Some of them might recite, as I said, on the way of music. When you pray behind them, you may enjoy it, but you don't feel it. You may enjoy it, because it's like you are listening to someone who's singing. But you don't feel it, because the Quran, if it is not recited the way Allah has sent it, you're not going to feel it. And that's why the first Arabs, although they were illiterate, they felt it. They used to cry when they hear it. A man, a kafir, Arab, but kafir, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah before Maghrib, and he found him praying Maghrib reciting Surah Al-Tur. He waited for him to finish. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by an ayah, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. The man said, and that's Jubayr ibn Mut'im, he was kafir at that time, but he is Arab. The Prophet did not use to do like these people who try to sing the Quran. He was reciting, only reciting the Quran. The man said, it was the first time when I felt my heart about to jump out of my body. Because he understood it, he felt it. He felt it because the recital was an honest recital. It was Rasulullah said. But these people try to bring more people behind them, that's all. All their worry is who has more followers, more ma'mumin, more people to pray in his masjid. And that's why they try to please the people, not to please the Lord. They try to please the people. And some of them come and ask, how is it today? Should I? And they have some, they bring some excuses. They say, Abu Musa said it to the Prophet. Abu Musa did not do it like this. He did not do it like this. Otherwise, the Prophet would have to work again. But Abu Musa has a nice voice. So he was using his nice voice, not singing. Not singing. And some of them recite certain ayat or certain surahs and certain times with no any evidence. Like every Thursday Maghrib, they recite the last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr. Every Thursday Maghrib, from where they got it? Where is the proof that you stick to it? And they recite some ayat of Surah Al-Jum'ah in the Isha of Thursday. Because they want to prepare the people for tomorrow. They remind them, because in that surah it says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. So they are telling them, tomorrow is Jum'ah. That's wrong. That's wrong. People know that today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. They don't know, they didn't mean from you to tell them by the Quran that tomorrow is. Quran is not used as a calendar to tell the people what is tomorrow. It has a lot of reminders. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah al-Jum'ah, he used to recite it in Salat al-Jum'ah. So, these people are trying to do. Some of them, they recite any surah that has ayah of sujood, ayah sajda, in the Fajr of Jum'ah. Why do that? They say because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah al-Sajda, which has sajda in it. He recited Surah Al-Sajda in the first rak'ah of Fajr of Jum'ah and Surah Al-Insan in the second rak'ah for a reason. It's not just like that. It's not only for the sujood. La, because Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-Insan reminds of the hereafter. It tells you, it speaks about what's going to happen on the day of resurrection. So it's like a strike on the heart. It's like a strike. Awake, awake. Get ready for that day. So you have to stick to it. Either you recite Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-Insan complete, like Rasulullah did, or recite other ayat or surah as you like. But do not intentionally recite any surah which has sajda, because today Friday we have to do sujood. Now that's wrong. That's wrong. Some of them, they want to do the sunnah by reciting Surah Al-Sajda, but they say, if we recite Surah Al-Sajda in the first rak'ah of Jum'ah Fajr, and inside in the second rak'ah, this will be long for the people. What we do? This week, we recite Surah Al-Sajda half-half. Next Friday, Surah Al-Sajda half-half. This is wrong. We are here not to please the people. We are here to please Allah Ta'ala. If you think that the people cannot stand, or they don't want a bit long prayer, then خلاص no problem, shift to other surah, no problem. But do not split these surahs which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not split. You are not forced to recite Surah Al-Sajdah Nisa. You can recite Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah Al-A'la, which is short, no problem. But don't damage the sunnah to please the people. Don't damage the sunnah only to please the people. And some of them, they don't say Ameen. The Imam doesn't say Ameen. Thinking that his turn is to recite the Fatiha and Ameen is only for the people behind him. No, no, no. Ameen is for everyone praying. Everyone who's praying got to say Ameen. But you see, some Imams didn't say Ameen. They don't say Ameen. Or some say it very silently, which is wrong. He needs to at least make himself hear it. And some make major mistakes in reciting Fatiha. And major mistakes when involved in the whole prayer, especially in Surah Al-Fatiha. The Surah Al-Fatiha is a pillar of the prayer. So if you make a mistake in it that changes the meaning, then the whole salah, the whole prayer is invalid. So you have to be careful. If you cannot recite Surah Al-Fatiha well, then do not accept to be the Imam. Do not accept to be the Imam. Let someone else to be the Imam. Some others make mistakes in some wording. For example, Alhamd. They don't say Ah, Alhamd. They say Alhamdulillah, which is wrong. And instead of Alhamd, they say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's wrong. The ayah in the Quran is with Al. Alhamdulillah. And some say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And that's also wrong. It's not Alhamdulillah, it's Alhamdulillah. And some say Alhamdulillah. They say Alhamdulillah. They give some time between the meme and that. Alhamdulillah, which is wrong. The correct is to say Alhamdulillah. And some say Alhamdulillah. Making it kasra. Alhamdulillah, and that's wrong. It's Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And some others might extend this Hamza to be a question. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is wrong because it's asking. Is it true that Alhamdulillah for Allah? That's wrong. That changes the meaning totally. And some do a mistake on the word Allah, Lillah. They say, some of them say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All this, some of them do that to beautify his recitation. See, they want to beautify their recitation and they destroy the whole prayer. And some say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is wrong. And some say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which are wrong. It's Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And even with the Alameen, some of them extend it. They say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is wrong. There is no extent in here. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is wrong. It is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And some of them make mistakes in the word Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm, Iyaka. Can they extend? They say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. That's wrong. Ar-Rahman got longer sound than normal. And some of the Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. All this system is only to be to fight. There is a situation, and that's wrong. And some of them, Malik, will say, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Or Yawm will say, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And some say, in Iyaka, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. All this wrong. All these are wrong. And some of the Surah, they send the Arab, they say, As-Surah al-Mustaqim. Well, it's supposed to be As-Surah al-Mustaqim. And some say, in Alayhim, Alayhim. It's only 1 year. Why they extend it to 3-4 years? It's only Alayhim. And also with Ghayri, they say, خير المغضوب so they extend the yah instead of غيري they say غيري and also in المغضوب they extend the wall غير المغضوب عليهم also this is wrong it's supposed to be المغضوب also in إياك some of them do not pronounce the Hamza at the beginning إياك they say يَاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَيَاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ It's like يَا without Hamza. يَاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَيَاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Which is wrong. It's supposed to be إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ And some extend as he says إِيَّا No, this is wrong. It should be إِيَّاكَ That's it. And also in the Alif is إِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ This is mistake. Some, the fatha of kaf, they change it to alif. Instead of إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ they say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ This is wrong also. And some, they remove the shadda from over the ya. It's supposed to be إِيَّا They say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ That's wrong. It's إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ And some change the haraka of the kaf. And Arabic, changing the haraka, changing the pronoun. It's a pronoun. When you say إِيَّاكَ, it means you for the first part in the masculine. إِيَّاكَ. But if they change it to إِيَّاكِ نَعْبُدُ This would be first part of singular feminine. إِيَّاكِ So it is a feminine, not masculine. And some say لَا And نَعْبُدُ They change the كَسْرَ of the دَع sorry, the سكون of the دَع نَعْبُدُ The ضَمَّة نَعْبُدُ They change the سُّو فَتْحَة They say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبَدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You may not hear it, but we hear it. Many times. And some, they change the wall, the dhamma of نَعْبُدُ to be a wall. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ That's wrong. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ Or, they change it, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Also this is wrong. To make it sukun is also wrong. They say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ That's wrong. It's إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ So you have to put the dhamma. No. And also in نَسْتَعِينَ they make a mad in نَسْتَعِينَ They say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Which is wrong. They put alif after the ta. And it's supposed to be إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Not نَسْتَعِينَ No, نَسْتَعِينَ Also in المستقيم Say المستقيم That's wrong. It's المستقيم And also in العمت They say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم That is wrong. It's صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم بالفتحة نت ألف and also with أهدنا Some of them remove the hamza from the beginning. Instead of ihdina, he says ihdina al-sirat, ihdina, ihdina. That's wrong. Or they do qatqara over the ha. They say ihdina al-sirat, ihdina. No, it's ihdina, not ihdina. And also in the sirat, I will change the sa'at to seen. Maybe an Arab who cannot say that is a different thing, but when you are an Arab, you cannot say, do not assign yourself as an imam. Except if you begin to pray alarm and someone join you, that's a different thing. But to assign yourself as an imam, either a masjid or a group of people, that's wrong. If you cannot pronounce the Arabic letters well, if you did not study the recitation of Quran with a reciter, a good reciter, then don't try to be the imam. Otherwise, you're going to cover the mistakes of all the people behind you. And some of them, in an'amta, in al-ladina an'amta, they drop the hamza of an'amta. They say, صراط الذين أنعمت صراط الذين أنعمت no همزة صراط الذين أنعمت and that is wrong. It should be صراط الذين أنعمت صراط الذين أنعمت not صراط الذين أنعمت. That's wrong. And also some of them they booked a dhamma over the ta. Again, the ta is when the ka, the pronoun. When you change the harakah of it, you are changing the pronoun. Some of them say, instead of sirat al-ladina an'amta, they say, sirat al-ladina an'amtu alayhim. You know what is the difference? Well, an'amta means the ones whom you bless. Whom you, with an'amta. When you say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, it means those whom I bless. See how the meaning totally changed, and worse than that also, when you change it to كثرة. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. So all this wrong. That's why we say every Muslim should at least learn Surah Al-Fatiha. I have to say Surah Al-Fatiha. No way. Do not move from Surah Al-Fatiha to other surahs until you recite it very well. Very well, because this is one pillar of your prayer. But other than Surah Al-Fatiha, it's optional. It's optional. And some of them also mistake in Alayhim. They say, for example, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Now, some ways of recitation they stop, but if you know that kind of recitation which is for the very specialists, it's not for the common Muslim. It's a way of, it's a field of knowledge that consumes all of your life if you want to learn it. So if you are not so specious in recitations, just recite normally without switching between the recitations. And some other mistake in al-maghdubi, they say, غير المغضوب غير المغضوب. And instead of al-magh, they say al-maghdubi. That's wrong. Changing the ghayn to qa. And some say, changing the ba to ba. They say, ghayr al-maghdubi. If you see your tongue vibrate between your teeth, you know that you are wrong. Because this letter is called ba. Ba. But the one that we have here is called dal. The tongue must be inside the mouth and hit the other side of the mouth, the back of the other teeth. غير المغضوب غير المغضوب عليهم. Not غير المغضوب الرفق. And also in الضالين, same thing. Some of them say ورلا ورلا, and that's wrong. It is ولد ولد. Your tongue hits the other inner side, the or the inner side, the back side of the upper teeth. Here, ولد. So when you say ولد, that's wrong. And some of them, and this might be the last, and some of them say, for example, in one of Bali, wala, like that, wala, da, they should separate between al and Bali. Wala, da, that's wrong. It should be together. Walabbali. Walabbali. This is called Lam Shamsiya. Lam Shamsiya, we do not pronounce it, but we do not split it from the word. And the last is, they stem the mad. And the word Walabbali, they say, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. That's wrong. That's very long extent. To know this extent to somebody who is advanced in the science of recitation of Quran, and he will teach you, and it should be theoretically and practically. He gives you the principles of it, but and also at the same time, he makes you recite and he hears from you and he corrects you. Otherwise, you cannot have this kind of knowledge. This was the end of the first part of the khutbah, and the second part, we also mentioned some of the mistakes. And remember, these are only some. We cannot bring all the mistakes in a khutbah, just the major ones and the most well known ones. Some of the imams, once he says salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, he facing still facing the Kaaba raises down. Allahumma aziz, Allahumma aziz, and the people behind him, ameen, ameen. This is wrong. This is wrong. And remember, this deen is not a madhab. This deen is the way of following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is, in the sunnah we take it. If it is only in the madhab but not in the sunnah, we cannot take it. We cannot take it. We have to have a dalil from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that. And the question to be raised here, did he pray or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not used to pray? How do you know that he used to pray? How do you know? Okay, he said, pray as you see me praying. How do you know that he said it? How do you know that he said this hadith? Huh? And it is what? Sorry? Important? Reported. Okay. It is reported. So, the prayer of the Prophet ﷺ is reported in the books of hadith, like Bukhari, Muslim. Right. Where do you see in Bukhari and Muslim that Isa sallam, once he finished the prayer, he raised his hand and make dua and people behind him say Ameen, Ameen? Where? Or in this part, you don't want to follow him. He's not that perfect. Our Imam is more perfect than him. That's a mushkila. That's a problem. We have to stop all the practices other than what has been authenticated in the books of Hadith. That's what we should follow. Then, we are following one person, one man. But when every people do what they like or what they say that they found their imams doing, then they are not following one imam or one person, one man. They are following many. And that is of course wrong. Because all these imams did their ijtihad to adhere the sunnah. Sometimes, they are given the success to adhere, sometimes not.
And in both cases, they are not sinners. They are rewarded. But we, the followers, are not making any ijtihad. So we are sinners if we don't follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. If we decide to follow our Imam, but not Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then it is a big problem. It's a real problem. So you have to understand that well. Some of the Imams, once we mess it up, he starts immediately, stands up and goes, and leaves the place. And that's wrong also. He should sit, bring the remembrance of the Salah. And some of them may, right after he finishes the prayer, he stands up and pray the Nafl prayer. And that's also wrong. Some of them, once he makes Salah, he turns to face the people and immediately, that's wrong. Not right after Salah. Right after Salah, you should say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, like that. Not directly talk with people. And some of them might, after Salaam, turn towards the people, say the Azkar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But he says loudly, very loudly, which is wrong because it will disturb the others. They cannot do their remembrance because you're disturbing them. And some others on the opposite side, they say it silently, like if there is no one in the masjid. Now it should be but يعني immediately after salah, not only the imam and the ma'amun, astaghfirullah, 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 subhanallah, alhamdulillah, like this voice, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. But when all the masjid do it in this voice, if someone is standing outside and the window is open, he can hear us. And that's the understanding of the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Because at that time, there were no ACs to make noise, and there were no windows, and the walls were not solid concrete. It stops the sound. So, some people say the Adkar loudly, very loud, because they say in the hadith of Ibn Abbas says, we used to know the end of the prayer by the istighfar of the Sahaba. Yes, because there was no noise at all. No noise. Now, ACs from the masjid, ACs from the Egyptian houses, cars, horns, bikes, airplanes, and they all just make noise that minimize the ability of hearing. And also, the way the mosques are built today, they are built of concrete, solid concrete, so the sound cannot go through. But at that time, no, it was from the trunking of the trees, and you know. So let's be logic, not to make it too loud, and not to make it the middle. Now, this was the last of what I had in the khutbah today, and inshallah ta'ala. The next, maybe 2 or 3 Fridays, we're going to speak about the mistakes of people in prayer. Yani, Imam or Ma'mun, the mistakes in the prayers. So last week we spoke about the mistakes in the Adhan and Iqama. This week we spoke about the mistakes of the Imams. Next week I don't think that you are free of criticism. I have raised the flag of criticism. And I am going to criticize everyone. I criticize the Muazzin. I criticize myself as the Imam. Next week we're going to criticize the Khatib. Now I'm going to give the khutbah of the Jum'ah. We're going to criticize them for their mistakes. And criticism here is not to demote them, but it's to help them in conducting a better khutbah and a better prayer like that. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.